So, we tend to picture cybersecurity, well, mostly as defending against outsiders, right? Like some hacker trying to break in from afar.
Right, that's the usual image, the digital fortress under siege.
Yeah.
But what happens when the danger's actually already inside?
Yeah, when the people you trust to protect the data might be the ones causing the problem.
Exactly. It's a really uncomfortable thought, and sadly, a recent case really brings this home.
You're talking about Jeffrey Bowie, the CEO of that cybersecurity company.
That's the one. Arrested for allegedly planting malware on hospital computers, no less, in Oklahoma City.
It just sounds incredible. Today, we're really going to dig into this. We've looked at the news, the hospital's reaction, expert advice.
Yeah, our mission really is to understand what happened here, why it matters so much, especially for sensitive info like health records and, what can actually be done to stop this sort of thing.
Okay, let's get into it. What are the core facts here?
All right, so the main event. Jeffrey Bowie gets arrested April 14th, 2025. He's the CEO of Verataco.
Which, as you said, is supposed to be a cybersecurity company.
Right. The irony is thick. He's accused of going into St. Anthony Hospital in Oklahoma City and doing something pretty brazen.
And it wasn't like a remote hack or anything sophisticated like that.
No, that's the thing. The reports say he was physically there in the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, supposedly caught on security cameras, going into offices, installing malware on two specific computers.
Walked in and did it. What was the malware supposed to do?
It was designed to take screenshots, apparently every 20 minutes, and then send those images off to an external IP address.
Screenshots. So potentially capturing anything on those screens, patient info, logins, anything.
Potentially, yes. That's the immediate worry. Unauthorized surveillance, maybe data theft. It's exactly the kind of nasty stuff a cybersecurity pro should be fighting against, not deploying.
You'd certainly think so. So how did they catch on? Did he try to explain why he was there?
Well, apparently his story was that he was just visiting a relative. Said he needed to use a computer quickly.
Sounds a bit thin, given what allegedly happened next.
It seems it fell apart pretty quickly. The hospital's own cybersecurity team deserves a lot of credit here.
They found the malware.
They did. Prompt forensic analysis, digging into the computer's logs, files, like digital detective work. They found the software, and it obviously didn't fit with his story.
That really highlights how important having that internal capability is, doesn't it? To react fast.
Absolutely critical. And SSM Health, that's the hospital network, they came out pretty strongly afterwards.
What did they say? Was patient data compromised?
They stated quite clearly that patient information remained secure. They pointed to precautions in place. Basically, their existing security measures caught it quickly and contained it before any patient data was exposed.
Okay, that's good news in a bad situation. It shows preparation pays off.
It really does. It proves that even if someone breaches the physical perimeter, strong cyber defenses internally can still prevent the worst-case scenario. It limits the blast radius, so to speak.
So tell us a bit more about Bowie himself. What's his background?
Well, before starting Verataco, he was apparently a senior cybersecurity engineer at a company called Highpoint Networks. So he had industry experience.
Okay, so he wasn't new to this field. And Verataco, when did that start?
He founded Verataco in August 2023. And this is kind of interesting.
Go on.
On LinkedIn, the company profile talks a big game: cybersecurity, digital forensics, even private intelligence.
Sounds impressive.
But
Yeah.
that's the company size, just 2 to 10 employees.
Oh, so a very small outfit claiming some pretty significant capabilities, and now the CEO is accused of this. It definitely makes you wonder.
It does raise questions, but looking at the immediate legal side of things, if he's convicted under Oklahoma's Computer Crimes Act, what's
Yeah.
he facing?
It's serious. The potential penalties are quite steep. Fines could range from $5,000 up to $100,000.
And jail time.
Yes, and/or imprisonment for up to 10 years. It's a felony charge.
10 years. Given his supposed expertise and the target being a hospital, you'd expect the courts to view this very seriously.
Absolutely. It's not just a technical crime. It's a major breach of trust, allegedly by someone who should know better, targeting a place full of vulnerable data.
Which really brings us to the bigger picture, doesn't it? This whole issue of insider threats, especially in healthcare.
Right. We hear so much about external hackers, phishing scams, ransomware gangs.
But the threat from within, it can be just as damaging, maybe even more so in some ways. And hospitals are prime targets. Think about the sheer volume of sensitive data they handle.
Everything from medical histories to financial information, it's a gold mine.
Exactly. And insiders, well, they often already have the keys, so to speak.
And this case really underscores the importance of that forensic analysis you mentioned earlier. The hospital team catching it fast was key.
It was crucial. It wasn't just one thing, though. It was likely a combination.
Like what?
Well, you need regular system monitoring, right? Watching for anything unusual, establishing what normal looks like. Then there's employee vigilance people noticing suspicious activity, maybe someone where they shouldn't be.
So the human element is still important.
Very. Plus, having clear protocols for what to do when something suspicious is detected. Who do you call? How do you isolate the system? How do you involve law enforcement? It all needs to be planned out.
But why are these insider threats so tricky to spot in the first place? If they work there, shouldn't security systems catch them?
That's the fundamental problem. Insiders often have legitimate access. They have usernames, passwords, maybe even key cards. They're supposed to be there, accessing some systems.
So they can bypass a lot of the outer defenses.
Precisely. Many security tools are focused on keeping outsiders out. Insiders can sometimes just walk right past them, digitally speaking.
And the fact that, in this case, the accused is a cybersecurity professional himself?
Yeah.
That's particularly chilling.
It really is. It shows that technical skill doesn't guarantee ethical behavior. The gatekeeper can become the burglar. It's a tough reality.
So for organizations listening, especially maybe smaller ones without huge security teams, what practical steps can they take? How do you guard against someone you've already let in?
It's about layers and changing the mindset. One big concept is zero trust architecture.
Zero trust. Sounds strict.
It kind of is. The basic idea is don't automatically trust anyone or anything on your network, even if they're already inside. Verify everything, always.
So constantly checking credentials, even for internal users?
Essentially, yes. Think of it like needing a key card for every single door inside the building, not just the front entrance. Then there are the basics, which are still crucial.
Like background checks.
Absolutely. Thorough background checks before hiring or contracting anyone with sensitive access, and then limiting that access.
The principle of least privilege.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
People should only have access to the specific data and systems they absolutely need to do their jobs. Nothing more.
Yeah.
If you don't need it, you don't get access.
Makes sense. Reduces the potential damage if an account is compromised or misused.
Right. And finally, continuous monitoring. Watching access logs, looking for unusual activity patterns. Did someone suddenly access a system they never used? Did they download a huge amount of data? That kind of thing.
It sounds like a constant state of vigilance is needed. Now, even if, as in this case, patient data wasn't compromised, could an incident like this still hurt the hospital?
Oh, definitely. Huge potential impact. First, there's the operational disruption. Investigations take time and resources. Systems might need to be taken offline. It disrupts workflow.
Pulls people away from their main jobs.
Exactly. And then there's the reputation factor. Trust is everything in healthcare. Even if no data was lost, just the news of a security breach involving an insider can seriously damage public confidence.
So you need a plan not just for the technical fix, but for communicating about it too.
You absolutely do. Managing the public relations aspect is just as critical as the technical response. You need to be transparent, but also reassuring, which is a tricky balance.
Okay, and what's the latest on the investigation itself? Is it ongoing?
Yes. Reports indicate both the FBI and local law enforcement are actively involved. These things tend to take time, forensic analysis, interviews, gathering evidence, so we'll likely see more updates down the line.
So, putting it all together, regardless of how the legal case turns out, what are the big cybersecurity lessons here?
Well, number one, I'd say, is that insider threats are real, they're significant, and they're probably growing. Organizations just have to factor them into their security planning.
Can't just focus outwards.
Nope. Second, even your experts, the people you rely on for security, can unfortunately pose a risk. Expertise doesn't equal trustworthiness.
That's a sobering thought.
It is. And third, it just hammers home the need for strong, layered security protocols and a culture where security is everyone's responsibility. Vigilance matters.
Crucial takeaways. Now, our source material had a few specific FAQs about this case. Let's quickly run through those just to cover all bases. First, who is Jeffrey Bowie again?
He's the CEO of Verataco, that cybersecurity firm. And before that, he was a senior cybersecurity engineer at High Point Networks.
And the malware he allegedly installed, what did it do?
It was set up to take screenshots every 20 minutes and send them to an external IP address.
And critically, was patient information compromised?
According to SSM Health, no. Their existing precautions apparently prevented that.
Good. What legal charges does Bowie face?
He's facing two felony counts under Oklahoma's Computer Crimes Act.
And remind us how the hospital detected it.
It seems security cameras first flagged suspicious activity, which then led to a forensic check of the computers, revealing the malware.
Okay. And just to define it clearly again, what are insider threats?
Simply put, it's the risk from people inside an organization, employees, contractors, anyone with legitimate access who misuse that access, either on purpose or accidentally, to harm the organization or steal data.
Got it. Covers all those points. And the sources mentioned a potential solution provider.
Yeah, briefly mentioned a company called Technigen. They were noted as offering services like insider threat monitoring, 247 security management, forensics, threat analysis, and employee training.
So framed as the kind of proactive services that could help prevent situations like this one.
Exactly. Positioning those services as part of the answer to the risks highlighted by this whole incident.
Right. So wrapping this up, this Jeffrey Bowie case really is a stark reminder, isn't it? Cybersecurity isn't just about building higher walls.
Not at all. It's complex. It involves people, trust, and sometimes the threat comes from a direction you least expect from within.
It forces you to think about that balance between trusting the people you work with and needing robust security measures.
Precisely. And it leaves us with a really challenging question, I think. In our super connected world, how do we truly square that circle? How do we balance trust and security, especially when the very people hired to ensure our digital safety could, in some cases, be the biggest risk?
It's a question that definitely goes beyond just hospitals, doesn't it? It applies everywhere.
Everywhere. Something for all of us to think about long after this deep dive ends.